Once again, to media members who have joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tremendous week for you guys. A couple of victories at home, 93-73 over Drexel, and then you come back on Saturday in a back-and-forth game and win 71-62 over William & Mary. Give me your views on those two victories last week.
Well, it was a very good week for us. We feel fortunate, and we feel like we're just getting better gradually in a lot of different areas. And that's what we want to do. That's the plan. It doesn't always work out how you plan, but we feel like we're a little better defensively. We're a little bit better on the glass. We need to be more consistent there. And we feel like at times we can be difficult to guard. So there's such a small, slight margin for error, particularly in this league with so many good teams. We just want to continue to get better in as many areas as we can.
And the one thing, we had Coach Shaver on earlier, and he talked about, and maybe some in the post game too, about how your team, just the competitiveness and wanting that game, that's got to be very pleasing to hear as a head coach. And how pleased have you been with your team's ability to battle back and win a close game like that one down the stretch?
Well, I think that's vital. I think probably any coach on this call today would say the same thing. As difficult as it is to win games in this conference, you have to have a certain level of mental toughness as well as physical toughness. And it's amazing to me how many games are decided by just a basket here or a basket there. And even if the spread at the end of the game ends up five or more points, a lot of times it comes down to one possession. And I see that in this league more so than any league I've ever been in. And we talk to our players a lot about how you have to survive the roller coaster ride and be mentally as tough as you can be on each possession.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Player of the week honors for your sophomore forward, Tyler Sebring. Tremendous week, 22 points, 6.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 2.5 blocks. I think people knew from a year ago what a tremendous scorer he is, but talk about not only that part of his game, but how he's developed all the other areas of his game that filled the stat sheet last week.
He's a joy to coach. He's really, really smart, and he's becoming a lot more confident as a player. He transformed his body when he stepped foot on campus a little over a year ago now, and he's in a lot better physical condition than he's ever been. And he's always had the ability to shoot, but he can pass and catch, and he's becoming a lot more comfortable in our system. And I think he sees the game very well, not only offensively, but he sees it very well defensively too. And I think the thing that I enjoy the most about watching him grow is how he's becoming part of the leadership team, and he's becoming a lot more vocal as he grows in confidence.
We've talked in past weeks about how versatile so many of your guys are. How tough of a cover is he for big guys that have to try to go out and defend him with all the different kinds of things that he does?
Well, I do think that that he presents matchup situations that are interesting, because what we loved about him in the recruiting process was he had a certain level of toughness, and we saw that as we watched him play and the AAU circuits or the summer basketball circuits, which toughness can you got to look for, but I think can stand out. And he's used that to help him in a situation where we thrust him right in as a first-year player and said, you're going to play a ton of minutes and figure it out as you go, and we'll try to help you. And I think that level of toughness has helped him create opportunities that his skills allow for.
Another one of your young players, and your sophomore, the teams to be grown into that leadership role is Danen Swoop. And I know we spent some time talking about him a week ago, but 20 points in that William & Mary game, including 10 big ones in the last 2.5 minutes. Is that yet another step in his growth to sort of take over a game down the stretch and at the end like that?
Well, you love to have a player that has that experience. But what I love, just like I said about Tyler, Danen is becoming part of the leadership team too. And we're very reliant on young players. And our sophomore class is a class that we feel like can be very good for not only this year but the years to come. And Tyler's becoming more vocal, and Danen is too. And we've played Danen a lot of minutes, and he's shown to be very durable and tough. And it was great to see him finish the game the way he did.
You guys head out on the road, trip to the Northeast this weekend, Northeastern on Thursday night, and then to Hofstra on Saturday. How big is this road trip to continue the momentum that you've been able to build up during this stretch at home?
Well, it's a different experience. We had a good stretch here of a lot of home games, and we know the success Northeastern's had at home, and we also know how good they are, and we haven't had a ton of success against Hofstra through the years. So we'll focus, Rob, on trying to be as good as we can be today, and then we'll take that process through tomorrow and then do everything we can to try to get a victory on the road, something we haven't done in conference yet this year.
This Northeastern team, a little different. So many familiar faces on that team over the past few years, and they lose those 3,000-point scores. But the one guy that remains from the starting lineup, T.J. Williams, is having an unbelievable year, leading the league in scoring and assists. As you've looked at some tape, talk about what it takes to slow him down and what you've been impressed with as far as his growth.
Well, it's amazing. It seems like every game we play, we're playing against a Player of the Year candidate. And T.J. Williams has proven himself to be that, and he looks like he's really worked. He's strong, he's big, he's physical, he's tough, and he's doing a lot of things for them. But Bill's done a great job adding to his system, and he seems to get the right kind of guys to fill out his team. And you think after losing so many good players from last year that they may take a dip, but they haven't. And I'm very impressed with all the guys that are contributing, and T.J. Williams is a Player of the Year candidate.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.